Lord Scourge!
A figure called out over the wind, running up to greet him.
I am Setchel. Welcome to Dromund Kos.
Welcome back,
Scourge corrected, as the man dropped to one knee and bowed his head in a gesture of respect.
This is not my first time on this world.
Setchel's hood was pulled up against the rain, covering his features. But during his approach, Scourge had noticed the red skin and dangling cheek tendrils that marked him as a pure-blood Sith, just like Lord Scourge himself. But while Scourge was an imposing figure, tall and broad-shouldered, this man was small and slight. Reaching out, Scourge sensed only the faintest hint of a force in the other, and his features twisted into a sneer of revulsion. Unlike the humans that made up the bulk of the Empire's population, the Sith species were all blessed with the power of the Force to varying degrees. It marked them as the elite. It elevated them above the lower ranks of Imperial society, and it was a legacy that was fervently protected. A pure blood born without any connection to the Force was an abomination. By custom, such a creature could not be suffered to live. During his time at the Academy, Lord Scourge had encountered a handful of Sith whose power in the Force was noticeably weak. Hampered by their failing, they relied on the influence of their high-ranking families to find them postings as low-level aides or administrative officials at the Academy, where their handicap would be least noticed. Spared from the lower castes only by their pure-blood heritage, in Scourge's eyes, they were barely better than slaves. Though he did have to admit that the more competent ones could have their uses. But never before had he encountered one of his own kind with as feeble an attunement to the Force as the man huddled at his feet. The fact that Darth Nihris had sent someone so vile and unworthy to greet him was unsettling. He'd expected a more substantial and impressive welcome.
Get up,
he snarled, making no effort to conceal his disgust. Setchel quickly scrambled to his feet.
Darth Nihris sends her apologies for not coming to meet you personally,
he said quickly.
There have been several attempts on her life recently, and she only leaves her palace under the rarest of circumstances.
I'm well aware of her situation,
Scourge replied.
Yes, my lord,
Setchel stammered.
Of course, that's why you're here. Excuse my stupidity.
A crash of thunder nearly drowned out Setchel's apology, heralding an increase in the storm's intensity. The driving rain started to come down in stinging sheets.
Were your master's instructions to leave me standing here in this downpour until I drowned?
Scourge demanded.
Forgive me, my lord. Please, follow me. We have a speeder waiting to take you to the domicile.